Good morning, everybody. This is Mary Emerson, and I'm going to be reviewing the Olympus DS2, which has been mentioned numerous times. I am using a monaural microphone that you can get for the Olympus, and I'm doing this recording off mic, primarily because the mic itself is so loud, and there's no way to adjust the recording volume on this. Eventually, I may switch over to the dictation mic, which is much better. But for now, at least for the first couple of minutes, I want to be able to move the machine around a little bit to figure out what's where so I can describe things here. I've only had this machine for about a week, so I don't know everything about it that there is to know, but I really do like it a lot. I think all of the advantages and disadvantages have been discussed on Blend Cool Tech, so I'm not going to go into that too much. I'm mostly just going to describe the machine and what it does. It's a machine that's probably about, I'd say about 2.5 inches long, and it's very narrow. From left to right, it's probably about 1 inch, and from front to back, and it's probably more like 3/4 of an inch. So it's very small, and it comes with a really, really handy little carrying case. I guess, you know, you can either use it or not use it, but I like to use it. The case has a little Velcro thing on the strap, which opens like that, and you can Velcro it onto you or onto whatever you want to Velcro it onto. It's a very, very simple machine to use. I will describe it briefly. On the left side, somewhere in the middle, there is a jack for a standard mini plug headphone or earphone. And then above that is a what they call the hold switch. And I use it kind of as an on and off switch. The up position is sort of the equivalent to off. It stops the battery from draining power or having the machine drain power from the battery. And when you turn it on, which is the lower position, it allows you to, you know, do all the functions that you want to do. On the very top edge of the machine is the mic jack, and there doesn't seem to be any input jack on here, but I suspect you could probably use the mic jack as an input jack. I don't know. You have to have an attenuator cable to be able to do that. And then going down the right side, there are 4 buttons and an up and down combination of 2 buttons. The first button is index, which is for putting a like a tape mark or a place marker into a recording. The next one is display, which is the menu, which is pretty much useless. The one below that is the folder button, so you can switch between folders. And the one below that is the erase button, which will allow you to erase files. And then the double switch is the volume. The up button is to turn the volume up for playback, and the lower one is for turning the volume down. You cannot adjust the record level at all. I find that a little bit of a disadvantage, but it seems to do pretty well, except for this particular mic. It doesn't like this mic too much. I don't know. Olympus seems to insist that it works pretty well, but it's a monaural microphone. I am going to eventually get a stereo mic for this. There is a stereo mic built into the machine, but I didn't want to use it this time because of the fact that I was going to be holding the machine in my hand and looking at the buttons. On the top face of the machine, there is a display, which is a square glass window that and it's probably about 3/4 of an inch square, maybe a little longer than it is wide. And then there are two rows of buttons. The first row is on the left record and on the right stop. And if you want to pause during recording, you just push record again. And if you want to start recording again, you push record again. I've already paused once during this recording. And then below that there are three buttons. On the left is rewind, and you can use that to move between different files that you happen to have in the machine. The middle button is play, the right button is fast forward, and again you can move that between files if you want to go forward various number of files. The play button, you can use it to adjust the speed of the playback, which is quite handy. And if you want to pause play, then you have to push the stop button and then push play to start where you left off. That seems to work pretty well. I tried pausing play by pushing play and it didn't work. And then on the very, very bottom is a small proprietary USB port. And this will let you plug the machine directly into a USB cable connected to your PC, or it comes with a cradle, which I chose not to use. I find it much easier just to connect the recorder directly, but you've got to use the cable that Olympus provides with the machine, because a regular USB cable won't work. That's one of the disadvantages of this machine. The recording format, there are a number of mono and stereo recording formats. It comes preset to stereo high quality, which is what I'm using. Since the menu items are just not accessible as far as I can tell. The software that I got for the machine, I upgraded it because it said the upgrade allowed you to set the menu from your PC, but I've not been able to get that to work for some crazy reason. I don't know. It seems like everything is unavailable whenever I try to make it work. The recording format for mono is a proprietary, I believe it's proprietary. For stereo, it records in WMA, which is the Windows Media. And when you upload your files to your PC, which you can do quite easily, I just do a copy and paste. The software, when you install it from the CD that comes with the machine, lets you copy and paste as if you were just in Windows Explorer. I don't use the software directly, I just go to Windows Explorer and do it that way. When you copy the files, you have to convert from WMA to MP3, and there are a number of utilities that will let you do that. I use one called Alive MP3 Converter, something like that. I can't remember exactly what it's called. I think I had to purchase it, but didn't cost too much. It'll convert various formats and also various sampling rates, and it will also convert stereo to mono and mono to stereo. For example, when I send this file up, I'm going to convert it to a mono file. Otherwise, you'll only be able to hear this out of one side. This machine is very easy to use, and I am really glad that I got it. I've already used it for quite a number of little things. I keep it near the PC so that I can actually jot down all kinds of little things, like little information, things that you see in email that you want to remember, like phone numbers and stuff. In this stereo setting, it will only record for about an hour. It's only got 64 meg of memory in it, which is another disadvantage, but for my needs, I don't need any more than that. And I think what I'm going to do right now is pause and put the other microphone, the dictation mic, in here so you can hear the difference. It plugs directly into the mic jack. There's no cable that comes with it, so it's almost like an extension to the machine. So let me pause and show you what that's like. Okay, this is a dictation mic. You kind of have to talk right into it, and you have to hold the machine about 6 inches away from your mouth. Every time I move the machine, it's going to make a sound, obviously, because this thing is plugged directly into it. And okay, now just for fun, I'm going to show you what the regular stereo internal mic sounds like. Okay, this is the internal stereo mic. I'm talking on the left side now, and now I'm talking on the right, which isn't going to make any difference because I'm going to be transforming this into a mono recording. But just so you can get a feel for what this sounds like, there are patch cord accessories that you can get for this machine. They are quite accessible from the Olympus website. It's olympusamerica.com is the website, and you can purchase from there. And there are a number of adapters and, mini plug to sub mini jack and all that sort of stuff. So if you want to copy to another machine, you can hook up a patch cable and do it that way if you like. But I've shown you the different microphones that you can get from Olympus. As I said, I'm going to get another stereo mic that's going to sound a bit better than what I was using for this particular recording. Anyway, this is my review of the Olympus. I hope it's helped somebody out there. And Larry, feel free, of course, to add anything you want to this. I probably forgot something or don't know something. And with that, I will say thanks for listening, and I'll be probably doing another review of something or other sometime. So, thank you, and have a good one. Bye for this time.